Anchor.
Through Anchor.
Him. Like, he pretends he's Germany.
Remember the story where he gets to...
Hey everybody, welcome to the Moscow Mules with me, Shay Bowes. And I'm going to be joined tonight by my other mule, Mitya.
How's it going, Shay?
Mitya's going to help us out with some of the stats and give me a bit of guidance sometimes if I get a bit lost, which might be quite often. You know, we've got a lot to talk about today. And really, interestingly, we're going to start with an old friend of mine, not. A guy called Paul Hewson. I hear you saying, who the heck is Paul Hewson? I can tell you who he is. He's better known by the name Bono. Let's check him out, kind of forcing cringeably the crowd to chant Alexei Navalny's name at a concert. Check this.
So important that Alexei Navalny chose to give his up. Apparently Putin would never ever say his name. So I thought tonight.
How does he know that?
People who believe in freedom.
Me too. How does he know Putin would never say his name?
He was told. He was told.
Not just remember it, but say it.
Oh yeah, they give him the old. Here we go. This is where it gets cringe. Alexei Navalny. Who signed up to shout this dude's name? They've never heard this guy's name before.
How many people actually know who Alexei Navalny
Nobody.
Is?
They
in
probably
that crowd.
Think he's some busker or something that tripped on the way out of a bar. Nobody knows over the States. I bet you the same amount of more people in the audience there know who Navalny is than know who the president is. But it really got good, where it really got interesting, in my view, with Bono and his sort of tripping into the whole Ukraine thing, was his poem. You know, this poem he wrote for Nancy Pelosi. This, I think she's about 167 years old. I don't know, is she? Is she? 100?
He does this every year. Every year. This man decides, like, what can I do? I'm going to write to Nancy Pelosi. And this time, it was about Zelensky.
Every year he writes
every
to Pelosi?
Every year, every year. I mean, you don't do this?
Because he did a sort of a freak show portrait of Zelensky, too. But I think, I don't know, what do you think? Will I read this poem?
Oh, no, you have to. You have
we got,
to.
Have we
brilliant.
Got sick bags in the house? Everyone got
you
a sick bag.
You just read, I'll enjoy.
Okay, so this is quite terrifying. Here we go. And I guarantee my seven-year-old did not write this. Okay. I promise. Here we go. Oh, St. Patrick, he drove out the snakes. He didn't drive them all out in Ireland. We still got a lot of dodgy politicians. With his prayers, but that's not all it takes. See what he did there? Snakes and takes. Brilliant poetry. For the snake symbolizes an evil that rises. Snake symbolizes an evil that rises. Boom. It's beautiful. An evil that rises and hides in your heart. As it breaks, that's where it gets bad. I don't see the breaks and snakes. Oh, maybe snakes and breaks. And the evil has risen, my friends. The self-appointed doctor of international relations has spoken. The evil has risen. But from the darkness that lives in some men. But in sorrow and fear, that's when saints can appear.
Oh, that's
Q Zelensky.
Thank God.
Do you
Thank
see him?
God.
Do you see Zelensky
yeah,
coming
yeah,
on stage?
He's flowing there.
The
he's
saint has appeared, the thing
wings.
Around the head. Yeah. And that's not a glow of, you know, he's not stoned. But that's when the saints can appear, to drive out those old snakes once again. And they struggle for us to be free from the psycho in this human family. You see that? See
yeah,
what he did there?
Yeah.
It's beautiful that's songwriting. Nice. This could be a great rap for some sort of prisoners somewhere. I don't know. Ireland's sorrow and pain is now Ukraine. The only sorrow and pain people in Ireland feel about Ukraine is the 120,000 Ukrainians who've come that they're paying for, who are taking up all the hotels, screwing the tourism industry and, you know, causing lots of worries to meet you. So just one more line.
Yeah, the line.
Here we go, this is the line. And St. Patrick's name is now Zelensky.
Okay, now you as an Irish person, I have to ask, how offensive is it comparing anybody, but not just Zelensky, to St. Patrick. Is that normal? Do people do this?
Well, no. I mean, he's an ancient saint, you know. He was actually a Welshman. He was actually English. We stole him from the Welsh. He kidnapped him. He was a slave. So he was like a sheep herder or something across the sea in England or in Wales. And we went and stole him as a slave. And Mitya, What's interesting about this dude is he, you know, you can tell a man from his friends, right? That's what they say. You want to know a man, look at his friends. This dude hangs out with some pretty interesting people, right?
Yeah, let's watch a video.
Here's the thing about Bono.
Here's the thing about Bono. You know, look at the state of this dude.
That people got to understand, I like to say he's a real deal. This is a guy who has got a huge heart, obviously a talent, but cares so deeply about the human condition that he spends an enormous amount of time and capital on saving lives. And so thank you for praising me. I don't deserve it. The American people do, but you deserve a lot of credit, a lot.
Bono seems to be the man that's just obsessed with his own self-image. And even as he gets older and older and cringier, he just can't see. He's just, the nails are dug in as he gets dragged off the stage. It's pretty freaky, media. So we're going from U2 to Who's Who. It's hard to know when you check it out. Admiral Rachel Levine. It's not really Admiral Rachel Levine. It's a dude in a skirt, okay? But look, let's check this out. It's hard to cram the whole woke agenda into one video, but basically you got a dude who's going bald in a skirt, who speaks kind of funny, telling black people that climate change is going to destroy their lives. Check this out.
Hello. I'm Admiral Rachel Levine. This Black History Month, I'm pleased to partner with OMH in advancing better health through better understanding for black communities.
What the f***? I mean, come off the stage. This is a f***ing dude in a dress.
Climate change is having a disproportionate effect on the physical and mental health of black communities. Black Americans are more likely than white Americans to live in areas and housing that increase their susceptibility to climate-related health issues.
Mitya, what's going on here?
You know who I feel, you know, kind of, you know, worried for? I mean, this guy, girl, whatever, and is an admiral, right?
A rear admiral. A rear admiral, bro.
Well, we don't know if he's a bottom or top. Well,
we don't know.
But there are actually Navy soldiers who are supposed to be following his lead. Like, how is that possible?
Her
how
lead.
Does this work?
Her lead.
Her lead. I'm sorry. I don't want to misgender.
Okay, and you know, this all comes in the middle of a huge recruitment crisis for the US military. You know, over 77% of people eligible to serve in the US military are ineligible because they're overweight, they're diabetic, they're too fat, they've got mental health problems. So, you know, the States has nobody to fight its wars. And meanwhile, the US Army, you know, the fighting force that's going to defend the borders of the States, not that anyone's going to invade the United States, is populated by these woke agendaists who are completely obsessed with pushing these ludicrous situations. I mean, who's going to follow that person out on a battleship? I mean, I'm not getting on a ship with that dude.
Jay, maybe we don't understand something. Maybe it's actually extra scary for the enemy to have these people fighting against you. You don't know what to expect. I mean, there's people who believe they're dogs. There's people who believe that they're different sex. It's quite scary.
Did you say, talking about people who think they're dogs, this is, you know, U.S. Naval personnel dressed up as these dog fetishists with their dog masks on. You know, this sort of marginal sexual stuff is getting sort of centralized or railroaded into the mainstream in the States. We've seen it everywhere in Spain, in Ireland, you know. So I don't see how putting a dude in a dress is going to encourage the right kind of young fighting men into the U.S. Navy. This man's Navy. It's not this man's Navy anymore. It's this girl's Navy? What is it? Whose Navy is it? It's kind of turned into a circus. And of course, meanwhile, you've got Joe Biden suing the state of Tennessee because the state of Tennessee wants to make it illegal or a crime for someone to willingly spread HIV, AIDS, to another person. Biden wants to stop that because he thinks it might victimize, you know, the gay community, which is kind of crazy. Meanwhile, his son is being spotted on screen with a few lines of coke, and he obviously, you know, obviously, did you not know this, that Hunter Biden is a keen amateur carpenter? This is merely sawdust, Mitya. This is not the old Colombian marching powder. It's not magic talc. This is sawdust, bro.
Do you remember the story in the White House where they found a bag of coke and they're like, we have no idea who he is. How did he get
there? Who can it be? Maybe the dude on the video on the laptop. Of course, the laptop was fake, right? But all this stuff is a huge distraction. It's a distraction from, you know, the failings, what's going on back home in the States, what's going on in the West, the farmers going crazy, you know, all this sort of tail wagging the dog stuff. It's all about deflection. It's all about, you know, look over there. And, you know, one of the biggest look over there plots right now is Russia has a Star Wars weapon. Bum, bum, bum. You know, just as, you know, you can see the volcano opening up, dum, da, 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 and this star weapon coming out, and the Russians are going to, you know, they're going to blast this weapon into America and turn all the gay people straight and, you know, all this, you know, put all the homeless people in houses and clean up all the subways, do all the terrible things that, you know, the Americans don't want us to do.
Not the first time they did this, Ronald Reagan, you know, the star weapon is a big deal.
Take a look at this space weapon.
A Russian weapon system launched into space with the ability to target and destroy enemy satellites. Russia is trying to make it a reality.
Yeah, it's just a joke, isn't it? It is, isn't it?
According to U.S. officials who say they've been tracking developments for months.
And here's our top scientific advisor, Mr. Brain Damage Kirby. Another admiral, let me add.
First, this is not an active capability that's been deployed. And though Russia's pursuit of this particular capability is troubling, there is no immediate threat to anyone's safety.
And of course, we all remember Ursula von der Leyen's great statement about, you know, Russia taking chips from washing machines and putting them into missiles. And of course, Russia was out of missiles, but now they've launched, you know, tens of thousands of missiles. Of course, the microwaves were being used then, of course, to launch rockets into space. But how did they manage to fashion this massive space weapon on microwaves and all washing machines? Of course, remember, the Russian economy was also meant to be in tatters. And you remember Ursula saying this with some great glee, like she was feasting on this, you know, pile of bones.
Russian military is taking chips from dishwashers and refrigerators to fix their military hardware because there are no semiconductors anymore. Russia's industry is in tatters.
The Russian economy is in tatters. It's actually the European economy that's now in tatters, Ursula, isn't it? Growth just over 3%. This is a real kick in the nuts. And it also tells us why, when we look at places like Poland, Spain, Italy, France, Ireland, why the farmers are up in arms. The dudes that grow the food ain't happy. Let's check out Poland and what's been happening there. And of course, if Ukraine is ever going to join the EU, and it doesn't look really like, let's be honest, just like NATO, this is a carrot that's been dangled. It's like, remember, Turkey, how long has Turkey, Mitya, been waiting to get into the EU? And they're telling poor old Zelensky that he's going to join. And meanwhile, someone's making a pile of cash on all this cheap Ukrainian grain that's getting funneled across the Polish border and still managing to be sold, Mitya, at a fraction of the cost of EU grain. It's a real shit show, right?
If you can't convince Poland, who was, yeah, they have a history of Russia. They have a beef to pick with Russians, other Russians, I know. If you can't convince them, you can't convince anybody. I mean, you have a guy in Poland who says, who I think he got arrested, says Putin, deal of Ukraine, Brussels, and our leadership. Yeah, I mean, he's actually, like you guys can see this, he's just actually saying this. This is a big problem. This is Poland. Yeah. This
and we also had Duda saying, you're never getting Crimea back, guys. It's never going to happen. It's been much more longer Russian than it's ever been Ukrainian. He also called Zelensky a drowning man. Keep away from the drowning man. He's going to pull you under. It seems like the Poles may be the surprise package when it comes to Ukraine. Let's keep an eye on it. But of course, if you want to distract from the reality of the, you know, the shit show with the farmers in Europe, and the farmers in Europe seem to be only people left with nuts in their trousers when it comes to protesting against this whole green woke agenda, which is trying to crush and suppress the manufacturers of our food. No farmers, no food. When you want to distract from that, you got to push all the woke agenda, you got to control the media. And of course, our golden boy in Canada, Justin Trudeau, this putrid saccharine, in Ireland we have a saying, too sweet to be wholesome. I can't watch this guy speak. But what he's doing now is actually trying to make dissent or disagreeing against the law. Check this out.
There is out there a deliberate undermining of mainstream media.
What do you mean deliberate undermining of mainstream media? You're meant to challenge the media, right? You're meant to challenge it. What does it mean? There is one truth, one story. If you disagree with it, what does that make you? What is that? A journalist? What is this?
There are the conspiracy theorists. There are the social media drivers who are trying to do everything they can to keep people in their little filter bubbles, to prevent people from actually agreeing on a common set of facts the way, you know, the CBC and CTV, when they were our only sources of news, you know, used to and Global used to project across the country at least a common understanding of things.
So maybe we should be asking ourselves why Golden Boy Trudeau is so concerned about conspiracy theories, like, you know, these conspiracy theories like that the vaccines didn't really work. Conspiracy theory, you know, the FBI conspiracy theory that Hunter's laptop was a Russian plant, the conspiracy theory that half the money going to Ukraine is going in to buy Swedish and French villas for the likes of Reznikov, who got fired over it. All conspiracy theory, of course. But in reality, what we need to be looking at and thinking about is where is the real heartland of truth and freedom? And when you look in the West, Assange isn't in jail in Russia or China or in Iran. He's in jail in a British prison, at the high security Belmarsh prison. He's there today, right now, tonight, rotting away, 13 years of harassment. He's the man that's paying the price for exposing the lies of the US war machine. An Australian citizen in a British jail heading to America for 175 years in prison. You got to really ask yourself, who's bullshitting who?
I think after Trudeau applauded a Nazi, you know, I think that was, you know, the low point. You know,
and blame the old dude. Blame the old dude who kind of got the guest list, Vladislav Honka, who fought the Russians in World War II. You fought the Russians too. They're your allies. I mean, what the fuck? This is the brain damage. This is a smooth brain level of people in the West. You know, this is what we're up against. So, guys, I think we should finish the show with as cringy a possible ending as we can
do. You wrote a poem?
Yeah, I mean, I'm competing with another Irishman. So I want you all now at home to repeat after me. Julian Assange. Julian. No, that's terrible. I'll see you next week.